French President Emmanuel Macron has become the first leader to host Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu after the announcement by Washington that broke international law and recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of the Israeli regime. The day before Netanyahu's visit, protesters gathered in Paris to condemn the welcoming of a leader who was ordering airstrikes against Gazans and violent repression of Palestinian political demonstrators. Many believe that Macron's hosting was helping to whitewash Israeli aggression.
What this means in reality is that there is a shameful complicity from the French government regarding the atrocities of Netanyahu.
Les exactions de son homologue israélien.
Neither leader mentioned the near universal condemnation and worldwide protest against Washington's unilateral recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds. Macron even appeared to soften his earlier rejection of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision.
I don't condemn Trump's statement. I only disapprove of it. What I disapprove of is the United States' rejection of international law.
Netanyahu spent much of his speech ignoring Jerusalem al-Quds and the global outrage against the latest Israeli violence against Palestinians and trying to ramp up anti-Iran rhetoric. He made the comments after holding talks with the French president at Élysée Palace. The Israeli prime minister will head to Brussels, where he has been accused of inviting himself to the monthly meeting of the foreign ministers of all 28 EU member states. That meeting is expected to be especially tense. An Israeli premier has not visited Brussels in 22 years, largely because they feared being arrested for war crimes under a now abolished Belgian law. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.